Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We got to take care of some family business around here. Tiki Barber and I, Evan Roberts, will be the fair jurors in this. But one of our coworkers is being tried for crimes against sports fan manatee. And Sean Morash will act as the trial lawyer. Let me set it up for you.
Keyword manatee.
Manatee, yeah. Mm. I had heard this story vaguely before by our coworker, Chris Big Mac McMonagle. Something along the lines of him coaching his son's flag football team and them being the Eagles. Yesterday, while listening to my dear friends, Craig Carton and Chris Big Mac McMonagle, a caller called up and said, "Hey, Big Mac, you're a fraud. You chant Fly Eagles Fly and you ran to the store to buy Kelly Green Eagle jerseys for your kids."
No.
Here is Big Mac's quick defense on yesterday's show regarding those allegations. So, Sean, the floor is yours. And by the way, we have invited Big Mac. He is here. He may be busy. He has a chance to defend himself. So far, I haven't seen him. And the rumor is he has no defense. So he's just going to let Sean abuse him. And then obviously Tiki and I will decide. But I haven't seen Big Mac. So my assumption is he knows this is... Oh, he's walking in. Hey, Big Mac, how's it going, pal?
What's up, children?
Don't talk about me he's wearing me in the building.
If you're watching on YouTube, Chris is wearing Eagles Midnight Black.
All right, Big Mac, sit down. Before you defend yourself, because you deserve a right to a fair trial, okay. Sean is the trial lawyer. He would like to prosecute you right now for the information that we just laid out based on the interactions yesterday on the Carton Show with Big Mac, Chris McMonagle. Go ahead.
All right, so there's a couple things at play here. Number one, I could totally sympathize with the idea that, hey, your kid plays for a team, you'll want to support him, yada, yada, yada. But Chris is a terrible father. A terrible coach to his father, to his kid, because here's the deal. When you sign up for this football flag football league and it's sponsored by NFL Play 60, you go in there and say, hey, listen, I'd really like to volunteer, help out, coach, but on one condition. I cannot be the Cowboys. I cannot be the Eagles. You want to reach an extended hand, say, I'll be the Jets. Maybe you'll live with that. That's just for starters. Then, when you get past that, if the league still screws you over, and I'm assuming Chris did that because what Giant fan wouldn't do that? Once they hand you the Eagles equipment, you have to make a pretty, I think, fair decision, which is, I'm not going to rob this opportunity from my kid. He's going to play, but he is not to say let's go Eagles at any point. And we are going to go rogue to the league. We are not calling ourselves the Eagles. They could put that in the standings. They could put that on the schedule. We are renaming ourselves something else with the color green. Hmm. And lastly, when I hear there, I cringe. I cringe when I hear this. They handed whatever the coach's jersey is. I must have missed the last 7 weeks of the Giants season, what number Mike Kafka wore on the sideline, or what Aaron Glenn played for the Jets as Jets jersey. He didn't put on 31 and go coach the Jets. You show up with any colored sweatshirt that's not green at a protest, and you still coach, and you force somebody from that league to go put it on your back, and then you argue back that I've already requested not to be the Eagles. I live this life. My daughter was a Met last year in Teeple.
Wow.
I was able to assist and coach only on Saturdays. Looking forward to the full season this year. Thanks for taking those hours, Big Mac. And in that spot, I was handed a Met hat. And do you know where the Met hat went? The dumpster at the school the day I had it. Never once did I wear the color orange. I even didn't wear Giants blue to anything because I didn't want it to be misconstrued in any way. I wore black, I wore gray, and at no point did I allow my daughter to do a 1-2-3 Mets when in her breaking huddle with the team.
What did she do?
She called them Team Orange because that's what I taught her. Wow. And that's what you're supposed to do, and it's pathetic to put on an Eagle jersey and coach the Eagles. That Chris, ashamed of yourself.
That is great fathering, by the way.
Thank you, because I know what I'm doing as a dad.
I can't hear you,
buddy. Oh, that's right. I have to put his mic up. Yeah. Funny. Ain't no fun when the rabbit's got the gun. Do you know how to put your mic on, Chris?
Yes, my mic is on.
Oh, wait. No, that's a different one.
Yeah.
There you go.
God help you. He might be a good father. He's a terrible board operator.
No, not worse than you, bro.
No, worse than me. Worse than me, bro. Are you done yet, you child? Because I didn't hear a father. I heard a child. I heard a little infant crying about what the entire town put on you. This is ridiculous. I am the father. I coached the team.
Uh-huh.
We got the jersey. It doesn't say Hurts on the back or Barkley on the back or Randall Cunningham on the back. It says Eagles. I went to Cary High School. I was a Seahawk. Should I have asked Cary to change it because I hate the Seahawks because Sean Alexander ran all over the Giants? Mm. Have you ever had an Eagle on your fantasy football team?
Chris,
Have you ever rooted for an Eagle to score a touchdown to win you money?
No.
Never. You've never drafted an Eagle. You're so full of crap.
Nope.
You absolutely have. You're so full of crap. For money, you're willing to do things you won't do for your children.
Have you heard of an emotional hedge, Chris?
Yeah, no. An emotional hedge? What the hell does that mean?
That means
I know what an emotional
that
hedge
means
is.
Last year in the Super Bowl, I bet Saquon to score a touchdown. I wasn't rooting for it, but I've happened to win money on it.
Also, money's okay. Children, no good. Money, I'm willing to root for the Eagles. Children, I cannot.
Yes.
And I'm not rooting for the Eagles. And we didn't go Eagles. I said that in the clip.
I refused to say
go Eagles. I forget what we did. Honestly, yeah. I don't remember. And I had 2 years of it.
Go football.
The tight football I had my son.
That's
my
even
older
worse
son,
that you had 2 years of it.
2 years of
because
it.
Because your first year experience, I'm assuming.
I'm not going to the Warwick Flag Football League.
Why not?
And saying my name is Chris McMonagle and I won't put on an Eagles jersey.
What's wrong with you?
That's what I'm not going to do that.
We didn't
say go Eagles. We didn't say go Eagles. We didn't run the Philly special. We didn't do any of that crap.
Chris.
The shirt said Eagles. It is not a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
Chris, you're embarrassing.
No, I'm not.
You're not going to the Warwick Flag Football League commissioner?
Yes.
Chris, who do you think this guy is? He's not actually Goodell. He works at Stop and Shop.
Who do I think I am to go there and make demands
of
anyone?
Yes, it's all you say. Hey, listen, I'm a big Giant fan,
First of all, I wasn't the head coach. I was the assistant head coach. And I'm not telling anyone we can't do anything, except we did not say go Eagles.
But that's your problem. You're spineless. You have no backbone.
No.
You're afraid to tell a guy who's insignificant, who's just looking to get by and fill out a little
I'm not
schedule.
Afraid to wear letters on my shirt because
the
I'm some sort of
Eagles.
Weirdo.
Chris.
Who cares? I'm well-versed in who I am, what I root for, and what kind of person I am.
Why did you wear it?
I don't need to hide the fact that I would ever don an Eagles jersey because I'm a Giant fan. Who gives a damn?
You're a sad
shirt. It's a shirt that I wore for my children's sake.
Why did you wear the shirt?
What?
Did you think they would have forcefully remove you from the sideline for wearing a regular sweatshirt?
No, because I wanted to be on the team with my sons.
You wanted to be on the team?
Well, I wanted to be part of the team.
Part of the team?
Yes.
Head coaches don't wear jerseys.
He's an assistant coach.
They provided the jerseys. So I wore it.
So you know what you do with that jersey?
What do I do with it?
You clean your car.
Oh, clean my car with it. I don't know where the hell it is now, but the idea that a Giant fan can't understand himself enough to go put on a shirt that says anything else. I don't give a damn what it says, what team it is. And again, it is not an Eagles jersey. I am not wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
All right,
jersey.
Chris. So if your son plays Little League next year, and you're the manager, and they hand you the Red Sox hat, you put it on?
Yes.
Wow, this is a real tough one.
Yes, you dope. Yes.
Are you I'll wear the
Red Sox. Yes, why? Wow. What happened to you, man? It's not the Boston Red Sox. It's the Warwick Red Sox.
You work a week and a half with Craig, and you really don't care about sports anymore.
I did this two years ago. I care about my children.
Okay, I mean, I care about mine, and they knew better.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay,
and you know, my kid doesn't say that.
But I'm saying, for fantasy purposes, for betting purposes,
your son thinks it's
okay to root for the Eagles. And but when it comes to your son or your daughter or your children, that's unacceptable. That's where you draw the line as a Giant fan. That's where you draw the line.
Yes, okay. Your kids are now growing up in a house where they think it's okay to support the Eagles, and I want you to live with that. And I want you to understand that.
It's not okay to support the Eagles. They are the enemy when we watch them on TV.
Do they know this?
And yes, they know they're the enemy. But listen, I've been on record with this. Let's see how this goes. For Christmas this year, my son got a Josh Allen jersey.
Okay.
We are not Bills fans. We don't root for the Bills. He's wearing a Josh Allen jersey because he likes Josh Allen. Because he plays Madden and he likes Josh Allen. And I'm not going to tell him. I'm not going to be one of those people who are like, we do nothing but Giants around here. And, oh, what does that hat say? Red Sox, Met? We're throwing it in the trash. Hell, let's burn it.
Chris.
Let's set it on fire, in fact.
Chris, all you had to do was go to the Dopey Commissioner. Really wouldn't have cared anyway and just say, can we be the Jaguars?
No, absolutely not.
And they would have set
you
up fine.
Absolutely not.
You know what's going to happen now?
What's going to happen?
Craig is going to go to the Commissioner and always make sure you are the coach of the
I have no
team.
Problem wearing anything. I would wear a Cowboys thing. I would wear an Eagles thing. It is not the NFL. I am not supporting the Dallas Cowboys. I am not a Cowboy fan. I'm secure enough in my own fandom to know what I am and what I'm not.
Here's what you do. You show up next game day.
Yeah.
Shirt and tie.
Okay, let's Chris. But then I'm Tom Landry.
It doesn't matter.
I'm supporting the Cowboys' history.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Chris, I know is 2 weeks ago, the Bayshore Little League Commissioner came up to me and said, I just want to make sure if the last year's blunder, are the Mariners okay? And I said, fine. Yeah.
Think about
because
that,
I
Sean.
Put my foot
Think
down.
About a guy who you said you tried to belittle by saying he works at the supermarket or whatever. It's snide
What's wrong
comment.
With the supermarket?
Nothing
my dad
wrong
did
with it.
Forever.
That's you kind of put the connotation on it that he's not a real commissioner. He's the guy who stocks the shelves.
Because you acted like he was good.
No. I acted like he's a guy who's taking time out of his own personal life to run a league, and the last thing he needs is a headache from me to say you have to make sure I'm not doing this or I'm not doing that. Otherwise, I won't coach, and you go find somebody else to coach the Tyke Eagles.
Chris.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Chris, how many teams are in the league? How many teams are in the league? Just real quick, last point.
Yes.
How many teams?
For the little guys.
Just give me six teams? Four teams?
Yeah, something like that. Six. Okay. The Dolphins beat the Saints in the championship last year, and we were champions as the Dolphins.
So it wouldn't have been that big a stretch.
Dolphins?
Yes, it wouldn't have been that big a stretch to say make us the Dolphins. You lost, you're pathetic, and that's fine.
Okay. Whatever you say. I think I acquitted myself quite well here.
First of all, it was a good argument. Tiki and I will decide. I thought you guys did a great job. Big Mac, excellent work.
Thank you. Right, just saying.
Thank you.
You know, you're allowed to have hated rivals and stuff. I grew up in Franklin Square, right?
So sensitive.
Nothing out of Manfred from Chris.
Well, I'm just. I grew up in Cary High School, right? I was the bitter enemy was the Garden City Trojans. Okay. I still use them in my 20s. I mean, there's no problem. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I didn't go to Lambskin because I hated the Trojans.
That's a good line.
It took him a minute to get that. I got it.
I've had it outside, and I didn't use it in the argument. And I'm like, I'm not leaving without using it.
That's amazing. You will be judged in absentia, but thanks for still coming.
Good
in.
Argument.
See you back.
No, good argument, Big Mac, because I got to be honest with you. When I heard it, where the hell are you? When I heard it live, you were dead to me. But I thought you made a really good argument, and you may have changed my opinion. Mm. But Tiki Barber, your thoughts on this?
Look, I think the easy answer is to do what I said. Even if you do look like Tom Landry, put a sweater on instead of a coat jacket. Jacket and tie, or shirt and tie. And that way you look very professional. I'm taking my job serious. My buddy Greg Jensen, who coaches hockey, he does this. He dresses up sometimes. Wore a tie, then they lost, so he had to not stop wearing a tie. Looked the part.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Of the coach, forget the colors. Doesn't matter the team.
Yeah.
You are just the coach. That's the easy way. Now, with that being said, there is no way you're putting on an Eagles jersey.
Wow.
No chance in hell.
Wow.
You can do that and claim you're a Giants fan. No
He's
way.
He's convicted Big Mac.
No chance. You just can't.
Yeah.
Because it's NFL sponsored. So it's not like this is just some bootlegged version of the NFL Eagles. This is the Eagles stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is representative of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean,
I can throw on a Jet jersey because I don't hate the Jets.
No, you've done.
I live in Florham Park. I run by Park Avenue over there half the time. So I don't hate the Jets. So when I wore the Breece Hall, wherever it is, the Breece Hall jersey, it's like, that was just cool. And he's a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And he signed it for me. It's awesome. No way I would ever put on an Eagle jersey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tiki convicting Big Mac. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, and Big Mac made a great argument, but he's still wrong. Here's what I would have done, and maybe I'm not as extreme as Sean, but I'll get that opportunity this year because they do sometimes give you real teams in Little League. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let my kid play for the Yankees. We have a no-trade clause.
There you go.
And so what I would do is I'd say, I'm going to give you a choice. Choice one is, we're not the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Choice two is, my son's going to another team. And the good news is my kids, especially Jet when it comes to the Mets and the Yankees, is convicted enough to where he'll take care of it. Right. He won't want to wear the Yankee jersey. So I kind of agree. And by the way, let's say I lose and there's nothing I could do. Your kid's either out of the Little League or he has to be a Yankee. Of course, I'll allow him to be a Yankee. It's his choice. I'll let him decide. But the one thing I won't do is put a freaking Yankee hat or Yankee shirt on.
No chance.
I ain't doing that.
Because you're a man, Evan. You're a man. But you know, you don't want to inconvenience the guy who doesn't care what teams or kids are on either. And that was the worst excuse. I couldn't believe he said that.
Yeah.
Well. And wants to be on the team. How sad, living through his kids vicariously.
So we have convicted Big Mac. Now, the problem is we have no jurisdiction to do anything about it. He doesn't work for our show, so
right.
He just has to live with the scarlet letter that we decided he committed a crime against sports manity. And I guess it's up to you guys out there on how you now view Big Mac.
Yeah, since this is our turf, anytime he comes into our country, our show,
yeah.
He is in jail.
Yeah, he's a he's a convicted, like, fan manatee, eagle, whatever, yes. Whenever he's around here.
But I could also see he does not like Sean questioning his fandom.
Wow.
There's a rivalry between Sean and Big Mac, and I'll tell you what it's about. It's a childish thing, but it's clear. They root mostly for the same teams.
Yeah.
And true. Sometimes
Yankees,
Giants and Yankees are the Kings, and obviously the Rangers as well. But I've always said this about presidents.
former presidents tend to get along better with those of the other party. It's always been true.
Why is that?
Because there's no rivalry. Both sides already don't, like, they don't get along. But, like, Barack Obama and Bill Clinton don't have a great relationship. Why, you ask? Because there's a rivalry on who's the more beloved Democratic president.
Who was the better Democrat?
Meanwhile,
who was the first black president?
That's right. Because Bill Clinton still thinks it was him.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, George W. Bush gets along better with Clinton or Obama. So there's always this cross-party thing.
That might
thing.
Be because of Bush.
Yeah, he's just a good dude.
He's just a good dude.
Okay, I'll go back further. There was always talk that Dwight Eisenhower and John Kennedy got along really well. Mm. So there's always this cross-party thing, and I think with their fandoms, there's just a rivalry. Mm. Like Big Mac thinks he's the Yankee Giant guy, and Sean thinks he's the Yankee Giant guy.
What about Abraham Lincoln and James Buchanan?
That's a different world. That one. I mean, Lincoln had to start a party.
Right.
So I don't know if I count that one. So I think there's a giant Yankee rivalry between the two of you. And when Big Mac feels attacked, when you're attacking his fandom, because he's like, I'm a better fan than you. And you're like, I'm a better fan than you. And it's like an ugly scene. You guys get a league, you're friends, don't get me wrong. But there's like that rivalry on fandom between the two of you.
Yeah, I never felt the insecurity. But if he does, I mean, I guess it just says a lot about him and his fandom. So,
all right, there you go. Sean's got to get the last word in.
As always.
Let's go to Ralph in East Islip. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, just real quick. If you cut my right arm, I think it bleeds orange. And if you cut my left arm, I think it bleeds blue. But when my sons were in Little League and I was the coach, I can tell you right now, he was on the A's, the Tigers, the Yankees, and the Mets. And I was the coach, the head coach, or whatever you want to call it, the manager, when he was the Yankees and the Mets. I could care less that it was the Yankees. It was my son. If my son ever made it to the major leagues and it was a Yankee, guess who I'm rooting for? I'm rooting for the New York Yankees.
Well said.
So
yeah.
McMonagle wins that argument. No,
there you
100%.
Go. That's a victory for Big Mac. By the way, it is an extreme.
No different than Cam Schlittler.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly it.
Well, but getting to the major leagues is a far different thing. Like, if my sons ever got to the NFL and they were playing for the Miami Dolphins, I would root for their success.
Right.
I don't know if I'd root for the team's success.
Well, look, smaller scale.
But I'd
scale.
Root for their success.
Well, smaller scale. My mom and dad were Hokies. They went to Virginia Tech.
Ah.
We went to University of Virginia. For 4 years, my mom was a Cav. She's a Cavalier fan. She rooted for us. As soon as it was over, she was back to rooting for the Hokies.
Yeah.
But for 4 years, she was influenced by where her children were.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay then. That makes sense. I get it. Sure. No, it's the level. It's the level. Little League kids, screw them. You make it to the pros, then I can change my fandom, wear anything I want, go to parties. It's fine. But, like, when they're little kids, screw those kids.
Mm. You're still so pissed at us.
No, I'm just saying it's ridiculous. I hope you guys hear how ridiculous you are.
Now who needs the last word?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no. If he goes to the pros, it's completely different. Okay, completely different.
But Z-Mac, you got your own show. It's funny. Craig said the same thing to him yesterday. He's like, why do you always have to get the last word? So it's everywhere.
You can kill us in like, an hour.
Yeah, he had all day. Let's go to Barry in New York City. What's up, Barry?
You guys just kind of answered my question, but just give me 2 minutes because I think I love Sean. I think he's 100% right. Mm-hmm. But like you just said, if his kid goes pro one day and the Eagles pick him, what do you do? But here's my point. So my brother went to Penn State. We're a big Penn State family. My daughter went to college this year. She's a freshman at Wake Forest. We looked at Michigan. My father's like, it's not happening. We're Penn State fans. He's like, I can't. It's my granddaughter. I love her. I can't wear a Michigan shirt. I have to wear Penn State. Mm. If Sean's kid gets drafted by the Eagles, that's an amazing accomplishment. But then, like, to Tiki's point, after the 4 years are up, you move on. I got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would even say I root for my kid to succeed, but the team to not necessarily win.
Right.
I asked my dad that when I was a kid because he's been – my dad is the most anti-Yankee person ever. Like, I've always said that he left the country – technically not, but he left the mainland United States when the Yankees won the pennant in 1976.
Intentionally?
Yeah. Could not be here while
the
Yankees.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he hates the Yankees that much.
He didn't want to see the celebration at all.
No.
So but he just left the country.
You know what the funniest part is, Teak?
What?
1976, the Yankees got swept in the World Series. So he left and they got swept.
He would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, he would have enjoyed it. So my dad hates the Yankees. And I asked him when I was a kid, a naive child, what if I make the major leagues? And his answer was, and you're pitching? I hope you guys lose 2-1. Like, you pitch well. I want you to do well, but I don't want you to beat the Mets.
Yeah.
And so I think that's healthy. I think that, and I kind of would lean with that.
Get your 7 years and then go someplace else.
Yeah, then leave as a free agent. Is that what you would do if your daughters were the first ever female NFL players and they got drafted by the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, I would just root hard for personal success, and I'd root against whatever position they played for the Giants to fail, so when they became immediate free agents, there was an opening there to come home.
Do you know who did that? Not that specific rooting for failures, but do you remember the father who would root for his son, but his son to lose?
Who?
Saquon Barkley's dad.
Oh, yes.
He was wearing the Jets stuff after Jets-Giants.
That's right.
And
right.
I'm sure he
again,
wanted...
That's not as rivalry-based as we're talking about.
And yet he still was like, I'm a Jet fan.
Right, but that's Jets-Giants. That's not Jets or Giants-Eagles or Jets-Pats.
Yeah, but that would make it easier to root for the Giants since your son's on the team. He's like, no, I'm a Jet fan. I'm good. Mm. I hope you do well,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, but it's like a one every 4 year thing. So it's a random, not even long-term issue.
If Saquon,
it's a once in a like a every few year issue.
But if Saquon had signed with Buffalo, you don't think the same thing would have happened?
That would have been harder.
Yeah. By the way, Sean,
because now it's real competition. It's not just the game that you're playing. It's also the division. It just has more layers to it.
Can you get Saquon's dad on the show to break down Jet football? I'd be just curious as a Jet fan to talk about it with him and then even ask him this question. He'd be like our Jet insider.
Sure.
Saquon's dad.
I'll pick up the phone right now. What do we think? 1-800-Saquon's-dad?
Come on. Do some diving and investigation work. I'd just be curious because he is such a diehard Jet fan that he did that. That I'd be curious about his opinion on the state of the franchise.
All right. I'll do my due diligence. Yeah. It's done. I couldn't find it.
This guy's the worst.
Can I just bring up a funny anecdote as we track John Harbaugh? Dan Duggan brings up this fact about the private plane that John Harbaugh took.
Yeah.
Joe Judge had to take an Amtrak and almost missed his interview because he got off at the wrong Penn Station. So we want to see where the Giants are at in the coaching search.
That is amazing.
A little bit different. We'll get back to your calls in a minute. Plus, Mike Tomlin isn't going to coach this season. But what if he decides to coach next season? What would the cost be of trading for Mike Tomlin? We've got history as our guide. It's Evan and Tiki for the next half hour, and then the Carton Show with Craig Carton and Chris McMonagle.
All you guys out there know what it's like to be constantly on the go, whether it's kids' sporting events, whether it's traveling to see family, professional opportunities, or engagements. Juggling life gets so complicated. I do it all the time. But the most important thing for me is to feel safe and have my family feel safe when I'm not home with them. That's why I turn to my partners at Sloman's. They installed the Sloman Shield Link system into my house, and I got to tell you, it is unbelievable. It combines safety, convenience, and peace of mind, and it's managed all through my phone. So many great things to look forward to when I come home, whether it's the music playing, whether it's having faith that my home is protected by the smoke and fire detectors. But one of the things that I really love is that if I forget to lock a door or turn on a light if I'm out at night, I can do it right from my phone, even if I'm sitting in a restaurant or driving in my car. You could experience the future of home security and automation with the Sloman Shield Link system. So give them a call and check it out. 1-800-ALARM-ME. That's 1-800-ALARM-ME. Or visit Slomans.com.
This portion of the program is sponsored by your local Mazda dealer.
What are we doing on this fine Wednesday? Big day, potentially, in New York sports. John Harbaugh meeting with the New York Giants, and maybe he never leaves and says, yes, I'll take your job. And we're all waiting to find out the Kyle Tucker decision. The Mets have made a monster offer. It's been widely reported, upwards of $50 million per year on a short-term deal. The Blue Jays have made a long-term offer. The Dodgers are lurking. It feels like a Tucker decision is imminent. So hopefully we find out if the Mets, after all of this and all the frustrations, actually land the consensus best player in MLB free agency.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. We have a Mike Brown revenge spot tonight as he returns to Sacramento, where he was fired, with his Knicks in town. The Kings have just 10 wins this season, despite getting a bit of a renaissance from Russell Westbrook statistically. The Nets, meanwhile, visit New Orleans, where they find a rare team on their schedule with less wins than them. So
that's
two
right.
Basketball games tonight
on the
schedule.
And they don't even own their pick, the Pelicans.
Wow.
Think about that. I think that...
How bad are the Pelicans?
They're terrible. And the Sacramento Kings are odd because they've got a lot of solid veterans on their roster, And I thought they'd underachieve and miss the playoffs. I didn't think they'd be this bad. Mm. And they're bloody awful. So we'll see if the Knicks could take advantage of the last few days of rest and beat a bad team out west. Now, let me get to Mike Tomlin. As you have said for a very long time, Tiki, whenever I would bring Mike Tomlin's name up as, hey, I could see a breakup between them and the Steelers, you'd always say, even if there was a breakup, he'd probably take a year off, if not more.
Yeah.
Yesterday, beginning of the show, we're talking about the Steeler game, a possible Mike Tomlin breakup. You were adamant, I could see him walking away.
Yep.
And that's significant because when John Harbaugh gets fired, that means he's fired and he can go wherever the hell he wants. When you walk away, you are still under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Tomlin is clearly going to take the year off. I think we should all avoid wasting our time talking about the Giants going after Tomlin or the Jets firing Aaron Glenn right now. He's not taking a job this season. He's going to possibly do nothing, as you pointed out earlier in the show, or he's going to work on TV. I think that next year it's always a possibility because even if Mike Tomlin says to himself, I don't want to coach again, like I'm good.
Yep.
I think that sometimes when you love something and you're away from it, it's easy to get the itch back.
Of course. You just miss the process. You miss what has become part of your regular life for your entire life. Because Mike Tomlin played football at William & Mary. He was in my era. He's a little bit older than me. But I remember we played William & Mary all the time. And so he played William & Mary. He then coached high school, I think it was. And then ultimately made his way to the NFL. Rondé was one of his first, I think Rondé was playing in his first game, one of his first games. Then he goes to Minnesota as a DC, and then he coached for 19 straight years. So his whole life has been playing or coaching football. And when you leave that, when it's finally gone, even if you want it to be gone, like with me, I wanted to retire, there's still this void. Like there's this hole that it's hard to fill with anything else. Now, it's different when you're a player and you're retired by the team or you decide to walk away. It's hard to come back.
Yeah.
As a coach, you can take 5 years off and still have the desire to, and if you want, and someone will give you maybe another opportunity. So I think maybe that might pop up, but I could see him not doing anything in coaching for, he could do something completely different.
He could be done.
He could reinvent himself as something completely different.
I think that's something that even Mike Tomlin probably doesn't know because I don't think he even knows what it's going to be like being away from football. It is easily believable, and I think you tweeted it yesterday, Sean, that Mike Tomlin has coached his last game in the NFL, that Mike Tomlin gets away from it. He's got more money than he needs. He does TV, or maybe he doesn't do TV, just golfs all the time and says, yeah, I'm good.
And we spend five consecutive coaching cycles talking about where he's going.
1,000%.
Bill
Cowher.
That
will never go away. But it's also possible that Mike Tomlin, after a year or 2 years or 7 years, says, I want to come back. And so I just want to...
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan Assemble and Bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Briefly have this discussion because it's going to happen a million more times on what kind of trade package it would take to get Mike Tomlin. Because him walking away means the Pittsburgh Steelers have his rights. He has 1 year left on his deal, and then there would be a team option. That currently exists. So even if 7 years from now, my understanding.
And that doesn't go away.
Correct.
Yes.
I'm right about that. It does not go away.
You're right.
So I went into the archives of NFL history. Seven recorded examples of a head coach being traded. Yeah. I've got all the details.
All right, wow. Let's hear them. Because I remember Sean Payton, but I don't remember any of the other ones.
Sean Payton was traded for a first-round pick.
Yep.
And a second-round pick.
Wow.
That is a lot. Now, that first-round pick was 30th in the draft, just so we know. So it was a late first-round pick, and that was established at the time of the trade, and then a future second-round pick. I think we would all agree that the Denver Broncos made a great trade.
Yeah,
they are the current number one seed, and the franchise has absolutely turned around.
Home run.
Yeah.
Let us go to Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians was
traded?
He was traded. He was traded by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or from the Arizona Cardinals to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's right, because he walked away from it, and he went and worked at CBS. I remember this. He was in Trent's booth.
Right.
He received the cheapest deal ever in terms of coach compensation, a sixth and seventh round pick.
Yeah, that's because everybody thought he was done.
Yeah. Because
he was 72, maybe.
How did that work out? I think they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it worked out well.
So far, we're two for two on it at least working out.
No, he couldn't have been 72. He must have been late 60s because he's my parents' age.
Yeah, so I guess doing the math, it was 2019. So it was 7 years ago, six years ago. Another example.
65.
By the way, I got to go. That was 2019. I got to go back now to 2006.
Was that Holmgren?
That was Herm Edwards was traded by New York Jets. Yes. To the Kansas City Chiefs.
I remember him coaching at the Chiefs. I don't remember that being a trade.
We got back a fourth round pick. And I would say that Herm was a failure in Kansas City. He was there for 3 years. The first year, they made the playoffs. The second and third years were absolute disasters. But it was only a fourth-round pick. You mentioned Mike Holmgren. We'll get to him. Let's go to John Gruden. John Gruden was traded from the Oakland Raiders to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are you ready for this return? Two first-round picks.
Wow.
Two second-round picks and $8 million.
Unbelievable.
And worth it.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Bucks have done it twice.
The next year.
Yes. Isn't that crazy? And both times they won the Super Bowl, Sean.
Wow. So why did I think about this?
All right, you want to keep going? Because this
Tomlin
is crazy.
Go to Tampa.
Oh, that sounds.
I mean, I'm serious. Not this year, obviously, because Todd Bowles is still the head coach. But
as you're noticing, all of these trades have worked out to a degree. I would say Herm Edwards is the only one that's sort of a failure, but even they made the playoffs in the first year.
Oh, just real quickly to interrupt you, if you're curious, do you want to know the Jet player they got for the Herm Edwards draft pick?
For the Herm Edwards? No, I don't know that. Who is it?
Leon Washington.
How about that?
Wow. That's a good player.
Good little player.
All right.
So I would say that was a win for the Jets. You want to get to the loss for the Jets?
Go ahead.
Bill Belichick to the New England Patriots.
Oh.
We got back a first-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and a seventh-round pick, and then received back a fifth and a seventh. So basically, it was a first and then like a light pick swap. Mm. How did that work out for New England? Dynasty.
Right.
Yeah.
Mike Holmgren, who you mentioned earlier, was traded from the Green Bay Packers to the Seattle Seahawks. The return was a second-round pick. That's it. How'd that work out? The Seahawks went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Parcells, this is like the granddaddy of trades. I think this was the original one. Bill Parcells was traded from the New England Patriots to the New York Jets for a first, a second, a third, a fourth, and $300,000.
Unreal.
And yes, I would say that was a success because Bill Parcells turned the franchise around.
Yeah.
And while they didn't get to a Super Bowl, they faced their great success. And they had their turnaround last for more than a decade. Those are seven trades.
I wonder who the Patriots got.
I know. You had to be some players on that dynasty.
No. There's... No, what? I looked up the first round pick. I was not. No, I don't think it was anything.
Yeah, really?
It could have been the second or third or fourth round pick.
That you'll have to do research on. I'm not positive.
I mean, because Bill was great at making random players into contributors.
Yeah, no, he was great. No, but this was for Bill Parcells. Think about it.
I know, but.
So he didn't get the players.
Oh, I know.
It was
that.
The other team. It was Belichick who eventually got the players.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, how did Belichick use those picks?
Yeah, that's fair. Eventually.
Right.
Because it was a few years later. So the moral of the story is, A, it's expensive. Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're looking at Tomlin's resume compared to those others. You're talking about a first-round pick. But the other...
Maybe multiple.
Oh, I think so. Based on that, the other thing we've learned is it's worth it. I mean, honestly, every single one of these outside of Herm, which mm-hmm. was a weird situation,
right.
they all... Peyton, they're the number one seed. Parcells... Turn the Jets around. Holmgren Super Bowl. Belichick Dynasty. Gruden Super Bowl Championship. Bruce Arians Super Bowl Championship. Like, it is absolute successes when it comes to these head coaches being traded.
Why do we even think about hiring hot coordinators? Because think about all of these teams that knew that they had a team that was ready to compete but was mm-hmm. underachieving. They didn't go get a hot coordinator. They went and got an established star head coach.
Are you suggesting that from now on, instead of, because these are special situations?
I think it's waning. The hot coordinator thing is waning in the league.
But are you suggesting that teams should just call up other teams and try to trade for head coaches?
I mean, maybe. Honestly, you do it for players.
You're right.
And like a guy is at a place for 6-7 years and hasn't really, hit whatever. Hasn't hit it there. Why not?
I think
there's no rules here, by the way. It's not like, well, history tells you got to do it this way, or there's a league rule that says you have to hire your coach in an organic method, use the 33rd team or whatever the hell you're going to do, and then find your coach that way, and it becomes fantastic. You know, there's no rules.
Well, in all these cases, these are guys that wanted to leave, and so that's why the team had the power to ask for so much back.
Right.
So I guess that's the only caveat
to
this.
Or wanted to retire. Because I honestly think Bruce Arians wanted to retire.
Right, and then when he wanted to come back, he was under contract.
And he went to do TV, and he's like, this sucks.
Right.
And so he's like, I want to coach again, and then I'll retire.
This proves a point, and we've made this point sparingly over the last few months. Whenever someone would call up and say, would you trade a pick for this coach? The answer is yes. If the coach is good enough, of course the answer is yes. Look at these results. Now, granted, all of these guys are really good head coaches. They're either Hall of Famers or borderline Hall of Famers for the most part. But, a first-round pick, as sexy as it is, no matter how good that player is, unless they turn into Patrick Mahomes, the coach is worth more.
Yeah.
So if we ever get to the point a year from now or 2 years from now or whenever when we're talking about trading for Mike Tomlin, I'm going to save this little document and I'm going to use it as a reference.
Right, and that'll be for the Jets, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, assuming, unless Mike Tomlin decides 7 years from now, he's ready to come back and you guys have moved on. the hope is if you hire John Harbaugh, you're not having these discussions for a long time.
7 years from now, he's 70. He might just retire.
He could. And wouldn't that be ironic? Mike Tomlin replaces John Harbaugh 7 years from now? But no, to your point, yes, this is a Jet discussion because their head coach is going to go in a year or two on the hot seat.
Yep.
And let this be a reminder that even when the Jets gave up a 1-2-3-4... or when the Patriots gave up a 1-4-7, or when the Buccaneers gave up 2-1s and 2-2s.
Damn.
It was always worth it. When you get the right coach, it's worth it.
I think we should be talking about this more.
Trading for coaches?
Yeah, just as around the league. We don't talk about it at all until it randomly happens that's weird.
Well, then let's make it real. The New York Jets are picking number 2 overall, and no one believes in Aaron Glenn.
Next year.
Or even this year.
Let's say next year they're picking number 4.
Whatever. Woody Johnson should call up what owner right now and trade for what head coach offering the number 2 or number 4 overall pick?
I think you should trade for the rights to Mike Tomlin.
Well, you can't do that right now. I heard...
Why can't you?
I'll tell you why. I heard Big Mac or Craig bring this up yesterday. Like, why not do it now? Because it's undermining the coach that you currently have. You can't do that. I get it. Like in fantasy world, you cannot in a real world
that's true.
Trade for the rights to a head coach when you currently have a head coach. I get it, but come on.
All right, Rams with McVay. You know Stafford's getting older.
1,000%.
McVay is the perfect one.
Yes.
Because you know that there are rumblings, and have been, really, since he won the Super Bowl.
All right, so let's
that he might retire, go work in television, just do something else because of the grind of coaching.
Well, I need him to coach, though. That's the whole
point
of it.
But I'm saying, clearly he decided he wanted to coach. Right. But there were rumblings right after he won the Super Bowl that he would leave.
So if Woody Johnson called up the Los Angeles Rams and said, we're going to give you our two number ones for Sean McVay, and he's like, all right, talk to Sean. Now you got to convince him. And I was able to convince Sean McVay to come here. I would absolutely agree that that is worth it. Yeah. As much as it would damage the rebuild because they wouldn't have a first-round pick this season, I do think, and I think that this list shows you, it's always worth it.
I think there's multiple. Not a ton. There's not like 10, but I think there's at least three. So McVay.
Sean McVay's a no-brainer is a great example.
Kyle Shanahan keeps getting to there and getting close but not getting there.
Both my number ones.
And then Dan Campbell.
I'm not doing that. I've decided it's only Sean McVay. For the two number ones, that is.
No, I'm not talking about
that. I'm
not even talking about
one, I'm
anybody. Just talking about a head coach who's worth trading for.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Dan Campbell.
Yeah, who else?
It. How far does Sean Payton?
Sirianni?
No.
No.
Ben Johnson?
No, not yet. He's too young.
Can't do it this early.
Sirianni's won a Super Bowl.
I'm trying to think of the other tenured coaches. The only other one.
Andy Reid? I mean, he turned my franchise around for a bunch of years.
Yeah, but I think he's probably getting to that point where he's going to retire.
No, that's risky.
I think he would retire before he would want to go someplace else.
It is risky.
The only other one I could think
of. Kevin O'Connell?
Would be maybe Kevin O'Connell. Yeah, definitely Kevin O'Connell. Sean Payton again. But I think he wants to win a championship someplace else and be one of those guys, wanted in one place, wanted somewhere else. It could happen in Denver because their defense is fantastic, and Bo Nix just find ways to win football games. Other than that, I think that's it.
I think the other problem you run into is that why would a team, unless the coach wants to leave, which is the example all here,
well, I think that's
why
the
would
only
a team ever say yes?
I think that's the only way it works.
Right.
As if Sean McVay is, you know, I'm not that I'm tired of the Rams, but I'm ready for different type of challenge.
Yeah, and the beauty for Sean McVay and the Jets is if Sean McVay ever came to the Jets and turned them into a winner, you could just create the bust right now. I mean, you could chisel it. You could put him in Canton. Like it's like what Theo Epstein did by winning a championship with the Red Sox and then going to the Cubs. It was like, heat check. Right. I'm king.
I'm really curious, though, and now this is so anti my argument with Chris. You guys were so quick to say yes to O'Connell and Campbell, but no to Sirianni. I won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't believe he's that good.
Huh.
Howie Roseman is a monster. See, that's the guy I would trade five number ones for. Let's do GMs now.
Right.
I mean, that's true.
That works because of Jeffrey Lurie, though.
Yeah, it's true.
You got to have the right owner.
You're right.
Not all owners are going to say, sure, mortgage our future.
Just keep this in the back of your mind for the next multiple years, potentially. The cost on Mike Tomlin, based on the track record of trading for head coaches, is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
At minimum, you're talking about a first-round pick, and you're talking about more. And here's the good news. Don't hesitate. The answer is yes, it's worth it. Because the results are overwhelming with that list I just gave you. Sean Payton, Bill Parcells, Mike Holmgren, Bill Belichick, John Gruden, Herm Edwards, obviously lesser, but it didn't cost you anything, and Bruce Arians. The answers are overwhelming.
I'm going to try. I did this yesterday to continue to close these shows on positive notes. Evan, that was great research, man.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you. I was actually going to text Sean to do the research this morning.
Oh, it's better you did it. I would have got it wrong. It's crazy.
As I was driving in, and then I realized, I'm here so early, I'm going to do it. Plus, I don't trust Sean.
Which, and nor should you.
He'll give me the list, and there'll be like something wrong with it. Now, you have every right to fact check me, but those are the seven coaches that I have.
That sounds right.
It does sound right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, let's take some of your calls before we say goodbye. Let's go to Peter in Connecticut. I think Sean wrote it as Oetter, but I'll go with Peter. What's up, Peter?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, guys. Long-time listener. And I just had a quick thing on the ticket resales and then Bellinger and the Sopranos. I tried to get through on the Sopranos a couple months ago. But, you know, for the ticket resales, I saw Seattle was going to try and restrict that. But if I can sell, and I don't have season tickets, my friend did to the Giants. And if I could resell a ticket for, say, six times the face value, I could see them writing in an agreement where the team would get a percentage of that resale.
Well, they basically do that anyway, because what teams have done in all sports and all walks of life is they've got a deal with a ticket broker, right? So in the example of the Nets and the Knicks, because I happen to be a season ticket holder for both the basketball teams, it's with Ticketmaster. So if I resell a Nets game or a Knicks game, they are taking a huge chunk of the percentage from me and whoever buys the ticket. So the Seahawks financially, assuming they have a deal with a secondary market, and I'm pretty sure they do, are making money off of it. It's not about that. It's about the fact they don't want Niner fans filling up their building.
Right.
I think that's the real reason that the Seahawks are threatening or strongly worded comments to season ticket holders.
This isn't like the old school scalping where there's a ticket brokerage site that's just Bob from Newark. You know what I mean? It's all league sanctioned. They just don't want a raucous anti-fan base.
That's what it's about. 100%. It's not about the money, because trust me, these teams have created legal brokering themselves and they benefit from it. And I see it with all the teams. Like, you can sell your tickets on other ticket marketplaces, but they make it so much easier to do it from the ones that they make the money off of.
Right.
So it ain't about money. It's about the fact that the Seattle Seahawks are very proud of their home field advantage.
12th man.
The 12s, as they call it. They don't want the 12s to become Red Niner fans. And that's what this is all about. And we'll see what that stadium looks like over the weekend. If you've missed any of the show, simple rewind function on the Odyssey app. You could also watch our entire show on YouTube. That's an option for you. You got a new One Giant Step I should promote, or not really?
Tonight, One Giant Step is being recorded.
Good for you. I'm going to do a Rico. You want to go against each other and see who has more views?
Live on YouTube? Sure. Harbaugh versus Tucker. Let's go.
Yeah, we need to get some of those One Giant Steppers calling the show.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll start believing in you, Sean.
I like
all eight of them.
There you go. Well, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. The Carton Show with Craig Carton and Big Mac next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.